not all my neighbors are pro-immigration folks. As I explained to them time and time again, good moral character is a requirement for all immigration programs. Yet, many notorious war criminals have lived in the United States and escaped detection for decades. I'll explain in just a minute. This is Carlos Spatara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. A few weeks ago, the Justice Department announced that an order of deportation against Friedrich Karl Berger had been upheld by the Board of Immigration Appeals. Berger, 94 years old, was a former guard at a Nazi concentration camp. The camp held Russian, Polish, Dutch, French, Italian, as well as Jewish civilians. He had been living in Tennessee since 1959, after first immigrating to Canada. At the camp, prisoners were kept in atrocious conditions and worked to the point of exhaustion and death. So how did he become a U.S. citizen? The privileges of permanent residence and citizenship are not granted to those who are tortured and inflicted harm on others in foreign countries. Berger's case is not as unusual as it might seem. Beginning in 1979, our government set up a special unit to identify, convict, and deport Nazi war criminals. Since that time, the Department of Justice has convicted 109 individuals. Over time, the program has expanded. In recent years, military leaders and human rights violators from El Salvador, Guatemala, Ethiopia, Liberia, and the former Yugoslavia have been prosecuted. This is good news for a world struggling with needless brutality. But how so many escape government scrutiny in the first place seems inexplicable. After all, the government has the ability to identify and track shadowy terrorist suspects. Spotting war criminals who seek immigration status would seem to be easier. Their past, after all, does not exemplify the type of good moral character we expect from applicants for immigration benefits. Thanks for listening, and remember to keep your chin up, no matter how hard the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.